Welcome to our Alphabetics of Health conference call on June 29th, 2010. It is our pleasure to continue this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. There will be about 10 minutes of education, and then we'll be opening up the call for questions and answers. Just for your information, all of the products mentioned today are Nature Sunshine products. If you want to email us ahead of time with questions, we can answer them during the lecture, or they will be the first questions answered at the end of the call. All conference calls will be available on our website at www.dimensionsofhealth.net under the Herbs section. They should be up within a couple of days of each call. My name is Morgan Jenkins, and I'm a certified natural health professional. I have been in the natural health business for about 6 years, but I've been studying natural health for at least 11 years. I've worked with hundreds of people with a number of different health concerns, but today I'm going to discuss unbearable ulcers. And just to kind of describe what we're talking about here, ulcers are small erosions or holes that can be found in the digestive tract. Most ulcers are located in the duodenum, which is the first 12 inches of the small intestine beyond the stomach. These ulcers are called duodenal ulcers, and I'm sure you'll be able to guess what else is coming. Ulcers located in the stomach are called gastric ulcers, and ulcers in the esophagus are called esophageal ulcers. And that's basically where they tend to pop up. Doctors used to think that ulcers were caused by stress or by eating foods with too much acid in it. We now know that this is not true. Most ulcers are actually caused by an infection. The infection is caused by a bacteria called Helicobacter pylori, or shortened to H. pylori. H. pylori is incredibly contagious and can be transmitted from person to person through contaminated food and water. So no double dipping. If nothing else, if you learn nothing else from this call, but I want you to take that lesson with you. If you're going to a 4th of July party, or any party really, be sure that you're one of the first people to get food and to use a spoon for anything that you're, you know, putting onto your plate. Clean spoon, specifically. Not your spoon, a clean spoon. And I'll talk more about H. pylori in a little bit, but I'm just going to kind of move on right now. Acid and other juices made by the stomach can contribute to ulcers by burning the lining of your digestive tract. This can happen if your body makes too much acid, which is actually relatively uncommon, or if the lining of your digestive tract is damaged in some way. Physical or emotional stress may not necessarily cause an ulcer, but it can certainly aggravate an ulcer if you have one. Ulcers can also be caused by anti-inflammatory medications. Although some people take these medicines without problems, long-term use may damage the stomach lining and cause these ulcers. And that's often a warning that you see on many of the side effects of these medications, but I'm going to list them anyway. Anti-inflammatory drugs include aspirin and ibuprofen. Naxoprin drugs are otherwise known as Aleve, and some prescription drugs for arthritis or NSAIDs. Smoking and heavy drinking can also contribute to ulcers. And about 4% of ulcers are caused by tumors in the GI tract. Pretty much anyone can get ulcers, even small children. The major symptom of an ulcer is a burning or gnawing feeling in the stomach area that lasts between 30 minutes and 3 hours. This pain is often interpreted as heartburn, indigestion, or hunger. The pain usually occurs in the upper abdomen, but sometimes it can occur below the breastbone. In some individuals, the pain occurs immediately after eating, and in other people, the pain may not occur until hours after eating, and that will actually indicate where the ulcers are located. So that's something to pay attention to. The pain frequently awakens the person at night. Weeks of pain may be followed by weeks of not having pain. Appetite and weight loss are other symptoms. People with duodenal ulcers may experience weight gain because they eat to ease their discomfort. Recurrent vomiting, black stool, blood in the stool, and anemia are other symptoms. And I want to make a quick connection here. And you know how I mentioned that heartburn is one of the symptoms? I'm gonna go into that. And I'm not going to go into the biological details of H. pylori because that's the kind of stuff I love. Not everyone loves that. But one of the things that this bacteria does to survive is it secretes stuff which breaks down more stuff, which all eventually results in bicarbonate formation. Bicarbonate neutralizes stomach acid. This is what people are. This is also what people are doing to their stomach when they take antacids, is they're neutralizing their stomach acid. So really, you're helping those bad boys out. This goes back to what many herbalists have been saying about heartburn for a long time now. More often than not, heartburn is a result of too little stomach acid, which leads to fermentation of your food. That's when you have the burning and the bloating feelings. So please talk to your herbalist about possible alternatives to antacids. They might be doing more harm than good. Are you ready for some solutions? Because I know I am. All this doom and gloom, it's time for good news. There are a number of herbs that are good. So first let's start with fighting the H. pylori. The first herb that I would like to mention is GastroHealth. This is above and beyond one of the most amazing combinations. It brings together digestive stimulants, antibacterial, and anti-ulcer herbs to fight against the H. pylori bacteria and make the stomach lining inhospitable to infection. You would also want to combine this with Silver Shield on an empty stomach. Astragalus is another great herb that has been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine. It's useful in fighting persistent infections and chronic ulcerations. It is an incredible tool in immune function by stimulating the production of immunoglobulin, macrophages, and helps activate T cells and natural killer or NK cells. It increases the number of stem cells in the bone marrow and lymph tissue, and it encourages them to develop into active immune cells. I mean, how amazing of an herb is that? Golden seal is also good for boosting the immune system, which is something that you want to do seeing that H. pylori is a bacteria and all. To address some of the more general issues from an ulcer, I have to mention capsicum. The reason Nature Sunshine started is because the founder of our company had a bleeding ulcer and he was taking spoonfuls of capsicum daily. Now, capsicum can be pretty painful due to its irritating nature. But it's also very effective at stopping all kinds of bleeding. This was the first herb that he encapsulated, essentially to avoid the spoonful of fire. And thus, the idea for Nature Sunshine was born. I just love that story. Bayberry is a useful astringent for intestinal and external bleeding, and as an aid for dispelling mucus. It has been combined with capsicum, honey, and apple cider vinegar as a drink to stop internal hemorrhaging. Gota Cola also heals ulcerations and neutralizes blood acids. I also want to cover some anti-inflammatory herbs since an ulcer is essentially a state of inflammation. Chamomile is helpful for its anti-inflammatory and calming purposes. Intestinal soothe and build relieves all kinds of inflammation in the digestive tract. And you know, really that's a good one for most GI issues. And then there's licorice root, peppermint, and slippery elm, which are all very soothing and help with irritation due to inflammation. I have to mention aloe vera. This is a very important herb that I would recommend to almost anyone with an ulcer or inflammatory condition in the GI tract. I would take it on an empty stomach, and it's bitter, so I warn you now. I would also like to strongly caution you as to what source you're using. Aloe vera is readily available in most stores, but most sources are pretty crummy or mostly water and sugar. There is an independent certification that Nature Sunshine has actually been awarded from the International Aloe Science Council, and they're actually a specific council that goes and checks the quality of aloe of all sorts of brands. So if whatever source you're looking at doesn't have the certification, then it's probably a waste of your money. This is one of the reasons why, once again, I absolutely love Nature Sunshine products. They go out of their way to ensure potency and quality in what they produce. Ginger helps with nausea and vomiting, which are both symptoms from an ulcer. And the final herb I have to mention has been referred to as the king of herbs, and that's alfalfa. Alfalfa is a rich source of many vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other nutrients, particularly trace minerals. And it's because of this mineral content, that's what makes it such a valuable aid in this situation, because it aids in poor digestion. Having better digestion is important so that you can reduce many of the painful side effects of ulcers. So with that, I think it's time for my disclaimer. We are not diagnosing or prescribing anything with these alphabetics of health calls. Also, I'd like to stress that none of these talks replace a visit or the advice of a doctor, Let me just be clear. This is just alternative and complementary education for your knowledge and empowerment. Not all herbal programs are alike, because no one person has the same body chemistry or environmental conditions. If you're unsure of a program, please contact Sherry, Joan, Jerry, myself, or whoever referred you to this call, and we can always help guide you to an herbal and dietary program that is specially designed for you. Thank you again for attending our call this evening, and I'm now going to open up the floor for questions. So if you do have any questions, please press *6 to unmute yourself.
How does the heartburn differ from, say, when you get the acid burning in your throat after you eat?
Right, that is a very good question. It's approximately the same thing. It's that burning sensation in the back of your throat, or that gas that's expelling some of that burning feeling up into your throat. That is one of the symptoms or one of the descriptions of heartburn. And it's actually a state of fermentation.
So how does that, are you saying that if you've had those symptoms, then it's possible you have an ulcer and not know it?
You know, there are about 40% of people who have ulcers who go undiagnosed. Often, though, heartburn can be a result of a number of things, including not enough stomach acid, not enough food enzymes in your stomach, not chewing your food well enough, and a number of other issues. So really, if you have heartburn, I wouldn't initially worry about whether or not you have an ulcer. First, I would address the issue of the digestion or the lack thereof that's occurring.
So can you have an ulcer without pain?
Yes, you can. Like I said, a lot of people, especially if they have a duodenal ulcer, people can go undiagnosed most of their life and have this ulcer for a very long time, and it'll just feel like, they might have some indigestion as, you know, one of the symptoms, and then one of the other symptoms is that they feel maybe a little bit discomfort, maybe not specifically pain, but they're just kind of uncomfortable, or they get hungry after they've just eaten. They feel like they want to eat again, and that's one of the things that people do to relieve a duodenal ulcer is they eat to relieve that discomfort.
So if you've had, you know, one or several of those symptoms, or you just want to get checked out, is there a self-test, or do you have to actually see somebody to get tested for an ulcer?
With that sort of thing, it probably is best to see a doctor for diagnosis. Once again, if you're concerned about those sorts of things, taking aloe vera juice and perhaps getting muscle tested for the H. pylori bacteria are both great tools that you can use, and see if you can't address it naturally before getting it diagnosed. I mean, it's always good to get it diagnosed if you're concerned that you have that. But if you're not having pain you're less likely to have an issue. It's usually when pain occurs when spasms occur, which can cause major, major issues, and that's where the serious issues come in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Morgan, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi there. When you are using aloe vera, do you recommend whole leaf aloe or do you recommend just regular aloe vera juice when you've got an ulcer?
You know, it would vary from person to person. With that distinction, I would muscle test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people need the whole leaf and some people don't. And some people don't want to take the liquid because, like I said, it's very bitter. So we do have the freeze-dried encapsulated form, which I know you know.
Okay.
All right.
Can you use capsicum for, you said it stops bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are there, does it, all kinds of bleeding?
Yes, all kinds of bleeding. I've had a cut on my arm, and I've poured some capsicum on it, and it burns. But it stops the bleeding immediately.
Hmm.
So it's one of my great emergency kits additions. You know, if you have like a road kit or something, capsicum is in mine.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very informative. Thank you.
You're welcome. So if anyone thinks of any questions later, please email me at dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com. Even if it's after the class, I am happy to answer questions, you know, years later. Coming up this Thursday at noon, we'll be on Varicose Veins with Sherry Jakes. If you have any questions, please email her at sherryjakes@dimensionsofhealth.net. Then next week, we'll have Weight Loss Made Easy with Joan Kasich. And here we're going to go with a bit of a stretch for X, spelling eczema with Jerry Tribble. We would really like your feedback if this new system is working, and you know we want to know if the times are working for you. Please let us know. We are also talking about taking on a new format once we hit Z, so now is the time to let us know if you want any changes made. And thank you again all for attending. And if there aren't any other questions, I am going to end the call.
Thanks a lot.
Can you turn off the recording?